It's now time to breathe easier with Ted Jenkin from Oxygen Financial.
You know, when you do your taxes early, you forget that there is actually a deadline to do your taxes, which is what, like Friday, tomorrow?
Yeah, it's April 15th, right?
No, it's the 18th this year. It's Monday.
It's Monday. So you have over the weekend. Oh, wow. CPAs probably working late.
Big time.
To get that stuff done. It's like those CPAs work like 6 months out of the year. And then the rest of the time, I mean, they're just busted. They don't sleep. You know, a buddy of mine's his dad before he, CPA. That's all he did. Just like these piles of stuff, like papers all over the house. So four tax scams you should know before you file. So people are getting hornswoggled, Ted, huh?
Well, I think this is a big thing people need to look at because there are a lot of scams today that people get through email or over the phone. But there are specific ones that they're targeting now as it comes to taxes. And probably the biggest one that I've seen are what's called to be phishing scams. This is the PH, the phishing scams.
That's what Nate wants to do on his bachelor party.
Yeah, Nate wants to go fishing. Ted, are you in? You want to go on Nate's bachelor party?
Yeah, I'll
and
go
hike?
For a phishing scam.
Yeah, okay.
Phishing like email phishing?
Yeah. PH? Well, yeah, it's email phishing where people will actually send out emails and it may request information from you, and these emails can look like they're from the IRS.
Oh, wow.
That said, hey, we need to get some additional information. There's a problem with your taxes. Mm-hmm. And if we don't get this information, we might not be able to process your tax return in an efficient manner, or you may owe the money to the IRS. And then people will get this. And then when they open it, obviously, and put the information in, then you've got your phishing scammers that actually will get your Social Security number. That's really what they're after. Or they may be after your bank account, and they'll say that you actually owe money, and we need to get that money to be able to make sure that you don't have more problems with the IRS.
Oh, see, screw that, man. Because I got sent something. I'm going to pull it up here in a second for you, where they tell you that you have money that the IRS forgot to send you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scam too, right? Where they're trying to get in touch with you.
From the prince from Nigeria.
Yeah, or that guy. Yeah, how would the IRS, if the IRS is going to approach you, isn't it always by certified mail or mail?
Well, you know, those emails start out with like, dear sir or madam, there's a problem. But, you know, that's generally how they start out. But the IRS, generally, they're really delayed in the paperwork that they send you. And yes, it's not certified mail, but it generally will come in the mail.
Okay.
And, you know, you'll never have the IRS send you something via email like that, especially in a threatening manner or a manner that would say you need to give us money right now. It never works like that. But sometimes you can get these emails, and most of you know, if you probably have gotten one for your credit card or if you have PayPal, there are PayPal scammers that do the same thing. It looks like it's something happened with your PayPal account and you need to, you know, put in your credentials again, and it's all about getting your information so they can get into your account. You'll know this mostly if there's not if you look at what the dot is, and it, you know, something would say like .org or .com. A lot of these will say .de, or it'll come from some .ca, some foreign country, and that's when you know that there's a phishing scam on the other side of this.
And people get suckered into that.
Oh, all the time.
You just did.
No. I didn't do it. No. You know what I did to protect myself, and correct me if I'm wrong, I have a tax guy. Just like Oxygen Financial, you do taxes as well. People can go to you. If you have an individual, somebody that's credible, you can check them out, or you've been with them, then you feel pretty good. I don't know about the people that go in and hit these services, and I'm not bagging on them. I just never felt comfortable walking up and the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, pay them $40 and walk out.
The Social Security number is big because there's a lot of identity theft now when it comes to tax returns. I don't know if that happened to anybody here in the room, but there's probably a lot of listeners that have had that happen where you file your tax return. The IRS says, well, we reject your tax return because somebody filed a tax return in your name already. And that's when you know that someone's stolen your identity. And it can be a real headache because it'll take you a long, long time to get your refund.
So they file your tax return and then they get your money? Is that the scam?
That's the idea. You know, the idea is that, you know, when there's a breach of Social Security numbers, it isn't just like a health insurance company. A lot of the people that steal those Social Security numbers, what they do is they file massive amounts of tax returns. They might file one, Steve, saying that you're single, even though that you're married.
Yeah.
The IRS doesn't know whether you're single or whether you're married. They just see the tax return come in your Social Security number. And the idea is to try and get as many refunds as possible at one time. So that's why a lot of people have their identity stolen today with tax returns.
All right. So outside of the phishing scam, PH, phishing in the email, the identity theft, stealing of your Social Security number and filing under your name and collecting your funds, What else should people have to look out
Jason,
for?
Jason, a big one is that, especially be wary for people that have parents that are in their 60s or 70s now, because they're the ones that still actually have a home phone. I know a lot of people have given up on their home phone.
You know what? You'll be happy to know, only because I've moved. I went ahead and canceled my home phone, and I will not be getting another.
Well, you don't really have a home right now. Your in-laws.
They have a home phone, so I guess I have one.
You know what
they
sucks do. About using Steve's home phone is you got to put a dime in every time you're going to make a call. And then you get the operator, and she's a real bitch.
I just had a hard time getting rid of my home phone. I grew up with one.
So the older people.
Well, there's a lot of people that will call from the IRS, and they'll say, hey, Jason, we're putting a lien on your property right now, or lien on your car if you don't pay us. You actually owe the IRS money. We haven't received checks, and if you don't give it to us right now, there's going to be liens on your property or car. And if you've got somebody that doesn't know or they're getting a little bit older, they get real worried. It's like, well, I don't want to have any liens on my property. So they're all about getting people to just give them some credit card or information over the phone and trying to get that payment. Obviously, it's not a real payment, and they're trying to scam them out of money. So you got to be wary, especially your parents. But that can happen to you, too. People call you from the IRS. They just do it randomly.
Does that happen often?
Oh, my God, yeah. For the senior citizen market, Jason, it's one of the biggest scams going right now. That they find the areas where seniors live, or they look at those 55-plus communities. They just call them up one by one and say, hey, you owe the IRS $500, $800. If you don't pay it now, there's going to be a lien on your property. The IRS would never do that. But they don't know. They're just saying they're from the IRS.
The IRS, I mean, they're horrible. I mean, their whole structure is horrible. If you've ever had to owe the IRS, you know that it's impossible to get a hold of them.
Yeah.
And if you're ever late, it is like $1,000 late fee charge. Now, here's the thing, just from experience.
I've owed them, too. I know exactly what you're talking about.
If you have to deal with the IRS... one trick that I learned is that your bank will actually bridge the communication gap between you and the IRS. So you don't have to wait on hold. Your bank usually will do that for you, which I thought was cool. The second thing is do not pay the IRS via online bill pay, because banks hold your money, especially large amounts, as much as possible to collect the interest on it. Mm-hmm. So if it's even a day late, you get that late fee, and the IRS is not in the business of negotiating.
No, they don't have to negotiate.
If you can take that check and hand deliver it to an IRS office, do that.
Yeah.
Those are the two lessons that I learned that were valuable because that it's like a $1,000 late fee. I mean, that's the most ridiculous late fee I've ever seen.
It's insane, and the interest. Well, Ted, here's something I just got sent, and I got it sent by bulk mail. This came to my Cumulus email. Is that legit? I just got that 24 hours.
Can I read this?
Yeah, you can read it. I don't care.
Dear taxpayer, during an audit made for April 10, 2017, we found out an error in the actual count of refunds due to a mistake in our computer. Actually, you know here they put mistaken in as one word. It's called mistaken, but they spelled it mistake I-N.
Yeah.
Probably a problem.
Steve, that's a southern word.
Steve didn't catch that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I thought that was just a good old boy writing to tell me I messed up.
That's mistaken.
Hey, man.
It says download VAT error here. The VAT, like there's the value-added tax. And that doesn't really exist here right now.
So I should steer clear of this, but I've got $434 that's mine waiting on me.
Steve, I say you pay him right now.
Isn't that crazy? Gosh.
Okay, so it came from younowue@kingshillaboyshow.com.
You know,
because you know that the email, you can have a username, which will show up in the email, but if you click on it, you'll see the actual email address.
Yeah.
If anything comes from kingshillaboyshow.com, it's
probably fake.
Probably legit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's probably legit.
I'm just telling you, they sent me this. We're talking about scams. I just got sent this 20. Nobody said I was falling for it here. I'm just telling you, I got sent.
I overheard you the other day waiting for your $438.98.
Well, you know,
if you pay me $438.98, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know.
Pay me half, I'll handle it.
All they need is my Social Security number to correct this form.
Ted, how can people find it? Because I know you got more tax
scams. Well, here's what I did for everybody. If you haven't filed yet, or literally you have a couple days and you want to save money, I put together 5 last-minute tax tips, 5 things you can still do to save money if you haven't filed by Monday. Go to OxygenFinancial.net. Our staff will send you out the quick brochure on the 5 last-minute tax tips. Some of these can put some dollars in your pocket. Turn that owing money into a refund or get some dollars back in your pocket.
Man. And you're hearing Ted, if you want to see Ted, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and 11 o'clock. This is all Saturday morning on Headline News with Lynn Smith.
Talking look all for taxes Ted. All weekend.
There you go.
All right, Headlines, your third round. Brandy, what do you got?
We have tickets to see Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie, Chastain Park Amphitheater, June 21st, and a bonus prize, delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
Two big stories from today. You and everybody got to know this stuff, all right? 404-741-7625. Your job for that freebie, match up the audio with the headlines. Brandy's got that for you in a minute. Need some players. Bailey and Southside Rock 100.5.
Rock 100.5.